Recently, I saw a photograph of a Japanese woman wearing an ancient sun hat. She was carrying a yoke around her shoulders, with baskets tied on either side. Her baskets were filled, but I wondered what she might be carrying with her yoke. A yoke is typically a wooden frame attached to one's shoulders and neck, enabling one to carry heavy loads. In some parts of the world today, people still use yokes to carry food, jugs of water, and whatever else they need to carry. Animals are still yoked together to pull a plow. In today's gospel, part of Jesus' message is that we take up his yoke and learn from him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus invites us to lift up his yoke, place it on our shoulders, and follow him. For the Jews of Jesus' time, the Torah, or the five books of Moses, was viewed as the yoke leading to a good moral life. The Jewish Pharisees wanted the poor and ordinary Jews to observe all 613 commandments. The yoke of the Pharisees was a heavy burden, almost intolerable for people to carry. The yoke of Jesus is the perfection of the Old Testament Jewish law. Jesus reveals his relationship with his Father. In his extravagant love, he desires to show us the Father. If we live the way Jesus taught us and exemplified, the heavy burdens of life we endure are minimized. We will find peace and joy in our hearts and fulfillment. The gospel is addressed to Jesus' disciples, including us. Disciples learn from their teacher. Christians are to become missionary disciples. Pope Francis teaches at the 2019 World Mission Day, I am a mission, always. You are a mission, always. Every baptized man and woman is a mission. Each of us is a mission to the world, for each of us is the fruit of God's love. Pope Francis also teaches in his encyclical Evangelium Gaudium, or the Joy of the Gospel, we must regard ourselves as sealed, even branded, by the mission of bringing light, blessing, enlivening, raising up, healing, and freeing. To become missionary disciples of Christ, we can follow the 3 points of today's gospel. First, we hear Jesus inviting us to come to him. We are free to come to him or freely refuse. When we come to him at the altar to receive Holy Communion, Jesus comes to us very personally and intimately. We come to him through the quiet times we allow for prayer. We come to him as we prayerfully study and reflect upon the Gospels, which are on our table. In those moments, we find Jesus waiting for us, already loving us. Secondly, Jesus invites us to take up his yoke. He is ready to exchange life's burdensome yoke with his yoke of love. Rather than taking the Old Testament yoke and learning from it, Jesus, on his authority, invites us to take up his own very yoke. picking up our Bible and prayerfully reflecting on the Gospels is one way we take up his yoke. Thirdly, as we come to him and embrace his yoke, he will help us learn to observe his new law, which is the perfection of the old law. We open ourselves to the law of Christ, to what he teaches, and to the example he gives. We open ourselves to the Scriptures. We chew on them and digest them. They shape our lives. Our calling or vocation is to become missionary disciples of Christ within our families and communities. We come to Christ. We take up his yoke. We learn from him. By doing that, we become the disciples Christ desires. Imagine two images. One is the image of a yoke of burden. One is the image of a yoke of blessing. What yoke do we carry? Is it the yoke of the world which weighs heavily upon us? Or is it the yoke of Christ whose burden is light and who walks beside us? What is inside the baskets of the yoke we carry? Is it disappointment, bitterness, and sadness? Or do the baskets we carry contain our talents, joys, gifts, hopes, and gratitude? Perhaps this week, we can reflect on whether we carry the yoke of the world or the yoke of Christ.